This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 30 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it's a renewing system that is designed divinely to heal and regenerate itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have a loved one, a friend, or family member, or workmate who needs help, we are here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We welcome your calls. 844-236-6010. If you have a success story you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about something you may have heard about or read about, or if you have questions or comments about our Truth Skin Health products or the Longevity products, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the Longevity products you hear advertised on the program, or if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team and help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of a good nutritional supplement program, and if you're entrepreneurially minded and want to start your own business, work for yourself, work from home, if you just want some residual income, please head over to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can order products right off the website, and you can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the website for a one-time $25 fee. You can own your own business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. If you want to purchase any of our Truth Skin Health products, Truth Retinol 5% Gel, Truth Balm, Truth Serum, Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, if you're dealing with dark spots, accelerated aging, dry skin, if you got those fine lines starting to appear or crow's feet starting to appear, you want to start using topical vitamin C in its fat-soluble form, and not just any product with topical vitamin C, but high concentrations of topical vitamin C, 60, 70, 80%. You want our Truth Balm and Truth Serum. You can find out all about it at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side once again. We're talking about the connective tissue, the bulk of the body. We've been talking about it for a while. We'll probably continue talking about it because in many ways, disease is a connective tissue problem. Aging is a connective tissue problem. The bulk of the body is made up of this stuff. Along with the muscle, the connective tissue and the muscle make up 70 to 80% of us. It's the beef. The beef of us. Quite literally, a steak and a hamburger are made up of connective tissue and muscle tissue. Connective tissue forms the scaffolding around which our body is put together, around which our body is constructed. If you could somehow remove the body's cells and the water, you would be left with, for the most part, the fibers of the connective tissue. We would be made up of a kind of connective tissue skeleton. Our bones are connective tissue. So you take out the cells of the body, you see this kind of fibry connective tissue skeleton or scaffolding upon which everything is constructed. Aging and the breakdown of the body is in many ways a connective tissue problem. And understanding how to build connective tissue, understanding how to support the health of the connective tissue is job number one for slowing down the aging process, even for reversing the aging process, and for improving the prognosis of many of our chronic long-term degenerative diseases. One of the most fascinating aspects of connective tissue defects or connective tissue illness, and that includes aging, which isn't technically probably an illness, but one of the most interesting aspects of how our body breaks down, whether it's due to aging or due to disease, is overexpression of connective tissue. This is a result of chronic wounding. When the body is chronically damaged, chronically wounded, one of the things that will occur is the body will attempt a chronic repair. Connective tissue secretion is a repair process. It's a repair mechanism. This relationship between wounding and damage to the connective tissue is a function of connective tissue or connective tissue's role as or connective tissue fibers' role as a repair mechanism. When the body breaks down from toxicity, from sugar, from a lack of nutrition, or low levels of oxygen, or malnutrition, connective tissue will come to the rescue as a repair mechanism. Connective tissue will act as a patch to patch up damaged tissue. And therein lies the clue to understanding many, if not most, long-term chronic degenerative diseases. It's overexpression of the repair mechanism. And I don't want to say overexpression because it really is functional. The body's just not used to being chronically damaged this way. So long-term expression of this repair mechanism, which we call fibrosis, is a major, major mechanism in the appearance of all chronic long-term degenerative diseases, or at least most long-term chronic degenerative diseases, and that incurs aging. If you hear the word fibrosis in your disease, as in pulmonary fibrosis, you're dealing with this repair mechanism. You're dealing with A, or first, long-term chronic damage, B, long-term chronic repair. That's what fibrosis is. It's expression of this repair mechanism in a long-term fashion, and it leads to the formation of fibers. In the lungs, it's called pulmonary fibrosis. In the uterus, it's called uterine fibrosis or uterine fibroids. In the breasts, it's called fibrocystic breasts. If it happens in the skin, sometimes we'll call it keloids. Keloids are overexpression of connective tissue fibers. Sometimes the formation of these repair fibers is called sclerosis, which technically means hardening. If it occurs in the heart, we call it atherosclerosis. It's a leading cause of heart disease. It's a leading cause of death. Hardening of the arteries, atherosclerosis. This is nothing more than a repair mechanism. By the way, the cholesterol and the calcium, or the cholesterol that the doctors attack, are really a manifestation or a function of this repair mechanism. Cholesterol deposits will form, and plaques will form, and fibers will form in the heart when the vessels are damaged. The vessels get damaged from malnutrition. The vessels get damaged from sugar. The vessels get damaged from toxicity. The vessels get damaged from long-term hypoxia or low levels of oxygen. The damage leads to more hypoxia. The damage leads to more toxicity. And you get a vicious downward spiral. The point being, the cholesterol and the fibers and the plaques that cause the atherosclerosis are a repair mechanism. They're not a bad guy. The cholesterol there is not a bad guy. It's there to repair. It's there to build. It's there to correct damage that's caused by a lack of nutrition, that's caused by a lack of oxygen, that's caused by toxicity. You can begin to see why doctors don't do anything for us. You can begin to see why the medical model doesn't work. If it happens in the spine, if this hardening happens in the spine, we call it amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is just a fancy way of saying that muscles aren't getting fed. That's what amyotrophic means, due to sclerosis in the spine. Lateral meaning the part of the spine that's damaged or that's sclerotic. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is just a hardening of the spine. Same mechanism, same device. It follows damage. The damage is caused by a lack of nutrition. The damage is caused by accumulation of toxicity. The damage is caused by lack of oxygen. Hello, this is all stuff we can take care of. No wonder why doctors can't do anything, because all doctors do is radiate, poison, and remove or extract or butcher through surgical procedures. They can't do anything for any of these collagen or fiber or fibrosis health challenges. If you have cystic fibrosis, genetic defects result in cellular damage, which the body then attempts to repair with the secretion of mucus and fibers, and collagen fibers. Can you begin to see a pattern here, you guys? There are the same mechanisms underlying all of the various diseases. This is the bottom line message of the Bright Side. The same fundamental breakdown mechanisms occur underneath all of our various diseases, and the only
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We have lines open for you. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. This is your Common Sense Nutritional Health Show. You're going to hear things on this program you don't hear on any other program. These are ideas that are, they don't come from the internet. They don't. This is not common. This is not common knowledge, even though it's common sense. And what we're doing here is we're simplifying the health and the disease process. And there's many ways to do it. If you listen to your doctor, you listen to medical professionals, they'll tell you it's very complicated. There's all these different special diseases. The only people who care about special diseases are specialists, because that's how they get paid. As far as the disease process goes, the same basic fundamental mechanisms underlie all health challenges. One of the most fundamental of these basic mechanisms is fibrosis, the formation of fibers, the formation of excessive connective tissue. Why is there the formation of excessive connective tissue? Not because the body's making a mistake, not because the body is screwed up, because the body's attempting to repair chronically damaged tissue. Under healthy circumstances, for millennia anyway, we didn't have chronically damaged tissue. We didn't eat sugar. We didn't eat a lot of digestive toxicity or digestive toxins. We didn't have leaky gut syndrome. Under evolutionary conditions, the only things that would go wrong with us is, or the only health challenges we had were famine, starvation, and getting eaten by a tiger. The diseases of modern civilization are long-term chronic degenerative diseases that that are the result of long-term chronic damage to the body and at least partially manifest by a long-term progressive hardening of the body. And unless we understand this mechanism, we're going to be bamboozled by statin drugs and by anti-inflammatory medication and by surgical procedures that remove fibrotic organs and fibrotic tissue and generally the toxic, awful anti-humanity strategies of the modern medical model. One of the most egregious, horrible health challenges associated with fibrosis is a health challenge that doctors are mystified by. They have no idea what to do with, and they come up with all of these ridiculous strategies to deal with it, and yet we keep suffering, and the condition keeps proliferating, and we get more and more people suffer from this issue. It's called Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is the result of a secretion of a particular type of fiber, connective tissue fiber, called amyloid. And doctors and drug companies have all these strategies for dealing with Alzheimer's disease, none of which work. Now, latest is a pill that will prevent the accumulation of amyloid. This is reading from the journal Neuron. It just came out yesterday from Texas Children's Hospital and Johns Hopkins University of Medicine. Taking a pill that prevents the accumulation of toxic molecules in the brain might someday help prevent or delay Alzheimer's disease. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You want to take a pill to stop the fibrosis, which the body is using to patch up damaged connective tissue. So now you're going to take a pill to stop it. According to the author of this study, Dr. Huda Zoghbi, professor of molecular and human genetics and pediatrics, quote, common diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and dementia are caused by, in part, by abnormal accumulation of certain proteins in the brain, unquote. Well, what's the reason for these abnormal, and they're not abnormal, abnormal accumulation of certain proteins in the brain? They're not abnormal, they're repair mechanisms. The reason for this is damaged tissue caused by sugar, malnourishment, lack of oxygen, and other toxicity. So anyway, these fibers in the brain, they're called amyloids. And this is another common way the body breaks down. It's called amyloidosis. You may have heard of this. Amyloid is derived from immune cells, antibodies, which themselves are a manifestation of inflammation. What else do you need to know, doctor? I mean, just go to your basic biochemistry book, doctor. Amyloid comes from immune cells. That means you've got an immune problem. That means you've got some kind of attack. That means you've got some kind of damage. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to understand how this goes. The connection between amyloid and chronic damage and the subsequent attempts by the body to repair itself is called amyloidosis, and it shows up throughout the body. When it's in the brain, we call it Alzheimer's disease. Rheumatoid arthritis, Marfan syndrome, Ehlers-Danlos disease, these are all examples of this type of connective tissue fibrosis amyloidosis mechanism. It can happen in the heart. They call it the rheumatic fever. It can happen in the skin due to autoimmune issues. That's called scleroderma, hardening of the skin. And if it happens in the brain, it's called Alzheimer's disease. And even if you don't have a blatantly obvious disease, the aging process itself can cause the accumulation of these fibers as the body attempts to patch up chronically damaged tissue. You may not have a blatant, frank disease diagnosis, but just long-term aging involves hardening of the body. We get hard as we get old. We get tough as we get old. This is why young meat is more soft and tender than old meat. Young hens are more tender than old birds. Veal is more tender than ordinary beef. Mutton has to be slow cooked in a stew because it comes from old sheep and is basically inedible if you don't stew it because it's tougher than the meat of lambs. This is part of how we age. We get fibrotic. We get older. We get hardened. We get less flexible, less resilient. This is a metaphor, too, by the way. It happens mentally. It happens emotionally. We get hardened mentally and hardened emotionally. This is what old man's disease is, as I call it. When our brain gets hardened, our mental nature, I should say, gets hardened. We're not flexible. Lack of flexibility, lack of resilience is associated with aging. Flexibility, which is a connective tissue phenomena, is associated with youth. The take-home message here, folks, is fibrosis is a common mechanism of disease. Fibrosis, and I'm including amyloidosis in this as fibrosis, it's a common mechanism of the aging process itself. And once we understand this, we will not be tricked into the sneaky medical model and the biochemical bonehead practitioners who mislead us with diagnosis, with diseases, with useless pharmacological protocols that never do anyone any good because they never address the causes, which is this long-term chronic damage that leads to the body's long-term chronic repair, which we call fibrosis, which we call amyloidosis, which we call connective tissue health issues, which we call the aging process. I got a letter yesterday from Melbourne, Australia. Quote, I am a very new distributor, I assume longevity distributor, and a chiropractor of 30 years experience. I discovered last night that an old friend of mine had been diagnosed with amyloidosis in the past year, has a pacemaker implanted, and has just finished a second cycle of chemo. I don't know why they're on chemo for amyloidosis, but maybe that's what they do in Australia. They give you chemotherapy for the fibers. I guess drug therapy is chemotherapy. Anyway, she continues. He's understandably ill, fatigued, and extremely despondent. This is what the medical model does to you. It makes you ill, fatigued, and extremely despondent. This man is in his mid-60s. He's been a personal trainer and a gym junkie. Not necessarily a good thing, by the way, if you don't know what you're doing with nutrition. Could someone please advise me of the likely biochemistry of this diagnosis and the underlying deficiencies? I do not want to offer counsel in such a serious case without understanding the biochemistry of this condition that is apparently rare. It is not rare. And if for you guys listening who understood what I just said the last 10 or 15 minutes, you could write back and answer this chiropractor. Anyway, I'll continue when we come back from our break and take your calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. My friend Melissa Galladay is going to be doing, she does health lectures or health phone calls, I guess they are. Every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., 10 a.m. and to 6 p.m. She does two of those. Those are Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. PST and 6 p.m. PST. Dial 408-638-0968. That's 408-638-0968. And then you have to punch in meeting code 579-044-9276. That's 579-044-9276. And I don't know what she's talking about tomorrow, but she does them every Tuesday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. She is a nutritional pharmacist, and she's right in line with everything we talk about here on The Bright Side. So it's like another little episode of The Bright Side, except Melissa Galladay's take on it. Melissa and Rebecca Kozak, who is her assistant, I believe, or her downline. She's part of the longevity team, and I've known Melissa for 15 or 16 years now.
Anyway, that's every Tuesday. And you can call 408-638-0968, meeting ID 579-044-9276. Our number today, 844-236-6010. Get your calls here in just a minute. So anyway, I got this letter from a doctor in Australia, Dr. Susie Hearn. She says she's a new distributor, a chiropractor of 30 years experience, and she's got a friend who has this condition called amyloidosis. He's been treated with chemotherapy. She wants to know who can advise her of the likely biochemistry of this diagnosis and the underlying deficiencies. She doesn't want to offer counsel in such a serious case without understanding the biochemistry of this condition. Kindly, Dr. Susie Hearn. Well, if you've been listening to this program for the last 15 minutes or 20 minutes, or if you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you know the answer. And this is what I wrote back to her. Hi, Dr. Susie. All fibrosis, including amyloidosis, should be regarded as the body's attempt to repair chronically damaged tissue. Use the Healthy Start Pack, eliminate food toxicity, apply digestive repair strategies, including taking the Longevity Ultimate Enzymes with meals, the Ultimate Essence daily, on a daily basis, every day. That's a probiotic supplement. Reduce sugar intake, relax the body, activate the healing system as much as possible with massage, deep breathing, and mental and emotional strategies. You guys, if you understood what we've been talking about the last 20 minutes, this makes perfect sense to you. There's no drugs that are going to help this guy. It's the body's repair mechanism that's kicking in because the body is being chronically damaged. What's a doctor going to do for this? We got to get this out of our head that when we're sick, we go to a doctor. This is a viral meme that doesn't serve human beings. It's anti-humanity, this idea that you're sick, you go to the doctor. Now, of course, I'm not talking necessarily about, emergency conditions. I'm not talking about mechanical trauma. I'm not talking about infection. I'm talking about long-term chronic breakdown. This idea that you go to a doctor to get fixed is a fallacy that doesn't serve us. The job of a doctor, at best, is to explain to us what's happening. Doctor means teacher. This is what a doctor is supposed to do, not cut us, not surgically remove things, not drug us. A doctor is supposed to teach us what's happening in our body so we can take care of ourselves. Sometimes when I'm doing a radio program, people refer to me as doctor. Some of you guys refer to me as doctor. And sometimes if I'm doing a national show, the guy, the host, will say, oh, he's not a doctor, he's a pharmacist. Well, guess what? I am a doctor because I'm a teacher. Maybe I'm not an MD, but by the definition of the word doctor, if you're teaching somebody about their body, you're doctoring. You're teaching. To be a doctor is to be a teacher. In any case, how is it that the body becomes so damaged that the repair mechanisms are chronically activated? Well, that's an important question, and that's what we'll continue talking about tomorrow. And then we'll also continue talking about glucosamine and these polysaccharides because they play a major role in supporting the body's connective tissue, including, check this out, including the connective tissue that nobody knows is connective tissue, unless you can listen to this show, called the blood. Remember, all disease is cell disease. Behind all cell disease is dirty blood. Blood is connective tissue. Dirty blood is inflamed connective tissue. It's damaged connective tissue. And it's the cause of all disease. And we'll continue talking about this tomorrow on The Bright Side. Got tons of calls here. Time to hit the phones. 844-236-6010 is our number. Sarah in San Diego. Welcome to The Bright Side.
Hi.
What's going on?
So I was a raw foodist for a really long time, and
how long is a long time? Because you sound like you're 25.
I'm 26, and
okay.
I'd say a long time is like 5 years of just being really strict.
Okay.
And I was really, really athletic. But I couldn't ever get any muscle whenever I was doing any of my training, and I'm tall and really thin.
Okay.
So I started going more paleo, and then I injured myself, and I've got this like whole connective tissue issue from my sacrum down through my adductors and my knee. And it's
You're sure it's connective tissue, not muscle tissue, first of all? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, there's probably some connective tissue damage there. But in any case, what you want to start doing is rebuild, allowing the body to rebuild that tissue. And you do that from two directions, okay? The first thing is probably the most important, but I don't say the most important. It's as important as the second thing, and that is to eliminate damage or to reduce the flow of toxicity into the body, okay? So first and foremost, you want, from a nutritional standpoint anyway, first and foremost, you want to look for leaky gut problems. Look for foods that are associated with digestive issues. Look for digestive health problems. Constipation, diarrhea, loose stools, bloating, gas, heartburn. You know, I'm talking about any digestive health issues. Look for foods that are associated with that. Fine. And don't make things up, but you got to be vigilant because some of these things go under the radar, especially if you've had them all your life. So really pay close attention.
Mm-hmm.
I like a fast first, where you stop eating for 2 or 3 days, because then symptoms will become more obvious to you when you stop eating for a couple of days. So stop eating for a couple of days, excuse me, and then start eating again one food at a time and looking for problems associated with those foods. When you find a list of foods that are problematic, then you're going to eliminate those foods. You're not going to eat those anymore, at least for a while, and then you'll have some foods you can eat. As you start eating those foods, use nutritional supplements that repair the gut, especially cartilage. Especially bone soup and cartilage components like hyaluronic acid, the glucogel caps from Youngevity, anything that's got a slimy quality will help repair the gut as well. Algaes, seaweed, the Fucoid Z from Youngevity, some herbs that have a slimy quality like slippery elm or coltsfoot may be helpful for you. Mushrooms. Do you follow what I'm saying? Anything that's got kind of a mushy, mm-hmm. slimy quality to it will help soothe and heal the gut. All right, second thing you got to do is you got to treat yourself like a diabetic, and that means go as close as you can to zero tolerance for sweets and refined sugar, and then minimize grains and flour and bread and all those kinds of foods, especially if they have gluten and you have gluten issues. The last thing, the next thing I should say, is make sure you're relaxing the body as much as possible. It heals when it's relaxed. In conjunction with the relaxation, you want to do muscular movements, but this has to be in conjunction with relaxation. Overtraining can be a problem. So doing muscular and movements, and that is what is called stretching, which isn't really stretching, technically speaking, but what they call stretching, as well as resistance training, but carefully balanced with rest. Don't overtrain. And use lots of nutrition after you work out. And by lots of nutrition, I'm talking about protein, number one. If you have a history of veganism, you could very well be underproteinated. Or you may have a deficiency in enzymes, by the way, that help your body process protein. So you want to make sure you're using enzymes with protein supplements, as well as apple cider vinegar. They all go together. I'll finish up when we come back from our break. Okay, Sarah, so don't go.
Okay.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We will return with your phone calls. More of your phone calls right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to Sarah in San Diego. Our number is 844-236-6010, by the way. Sarah, are you still there? Sarah? Do we have Sarah?
I'm here.
Okay, so you're going to be building the connective tissue, the last piece of the puzzle after making sure you're relaxing the body and working the body out a little bit, especially particularly the muscles and also stretching. Sugar intake, being careful of sugar intake, and then patching up the gut. The last piece of the puzzle is going to be nutritional supplements. Vitamin C is especially important. You cannot grow connective tissue without vitamin C. The ultimate example of a connective tissue disease is called scurvy. And scurvy is an absolutely horrific connective tissue disease where the connective tissue melts pretty much and you hemorrhage to death. It's just an awful illness that nobody gets anymore unless you count subclinical scurvy, which is a scurvy that nobody, you don't notice as scurvy because it's just kind of mild. And this could be something that you're dealing with if you're not supplementing with vitamin C or you're not getting enough vitamin C in your diet. So you're making sure you're using vitamin C and also essential fats. Your ultimate EFAs act as triggers for the production of connective tissue, for the repair mechanism to occur. I talked earlier about the glucogel caps. Glucogel caps contain glucosamine, which has a fluidizing effect, a liquefying effect, not really liquefying, but softens connective tissue. Glucosamine absorbs water, helps the body build the matrix around which the collagen fibers form, so making sure you're using glucosamine and cartilage-containing products as well. Get on a Healthy Start Pack. That's a must-have as well as the other products we talked about, the Fucoid Z, the Ultimate Nightly Essence, the Ultimate Enzymes. Let's see if there's anything else I'm missing. You might want to consider taking extra vitamin C, although you get a big dose of that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. All right, Sarah, that's tons of information for you there. I hope we helped you out.
Thanks
so much for your call. I appreciate it. God bless you. All right, let's go to Austin and say hello to Hector. Good morning, Hector. What's up?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You're not the Hector who wrote to me yesterday, are you?
No.
Okay. So I was going to read a letter from another guy named Hector. I didn't get a chance to do that. What's going on? How can we help you today?
So I got a two-month-old who does not like any of his formulas.
Well, I don't blame him. He's smart. You got a smart two-month-old.
Situation: breast milk isn't an option. My wife's supply never developed at a
okay.
level.
Okay. Well, then you know, with all due respect, there's not much. You don't have any really options there. You do got to find a formula, but you got to find a formula that he's going to like. There's lots of them out there. They're all crappy. But I mean, you got to do what you can do, right? I mean, if you're not breastfed,
right.
There's no way to duplicate breast milk with a formula, but you got to do what you can do. Is he allergic to soy, or is he having problems with soy? Many of the
formulas are soy. We haven't tried any of the soy based.
I would stay away from the soy based. What are you using?
Right now we're using the Similac Alimentum.
Yeah, that's an awful one. Have you tried any of the rice-based ones or anything?
No.
You're going to have to experiment, Hector.
I'm curious about trying the goat milk-based one, but...
Yeah, that's a good choice.
The practitioner said that could cause anemia.
No, I would go with the goat milk. I don't know why he would say it would cause anemia. I mean, it might be missing certain nutrients, but you got to do what you can do. It's not going to cause anemia. It may make him weaker.
It's kind of ass backwards to me, too.
No, it's not going to cause anemia. It may not have enough of nutritional value, but if you find a formula, a reputable formula, Hector, there's no good answers here, buddy, because we're supposed to be doing breast milk. So you got to do what you can do. The goat milk tends to be a little easier for kids to handle in general, and adults for that matter, because the milk of a goat is kind of, it's not similar, but it's closer to the milk of a human than cow milk is. So a lot of people can't have cow's milk, can do goat milk, and that would be a good choice for you. As soon as he gets old enough, I don't know, about 2 months old, but you might want to throw in some Beyond Tangy Tangerine in there just to make sure he's getting a well-rounded, he's getting all of his nutrients. I don't know if I do it at this early age, but you might want to do it when he gets a little bit older. Okay, and make sure he's using probiotic supplements, baby probiotic supplements, too. It's absolutely, absolutely imperative that kids who aren't breastfed really focus on digestive health, because he's going to have problems that way as he gets older. He may have problems anyway, but you can mitigate some of them by getting him on a good probiotic, baby probiotic supplement, or if he can do something like kefir or yogurt, maybe.
With the baby probiotic, could we just stick to whatever the directions are? Or
yeah. You can play with it. You can't really overdose him on it. You'll have to play with it and see how he does. If you notice that he has skin problems, that's a classic sign that his digestive system's starting to break down. If he's breaking out or he's got eczema, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that actually got better once we got on this Alimentum stuff.
Okay.
He had the little spots on his cheeks, and that cleared up within, like, 4 hours.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a classic allergic reaction then. Yeah, you're going to have to play around with it, Hector.
It's more like a GERD.
What's that?
I said now that the problem is it looks more like GERD.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, that's terrible. That's an awful problem for a baby to have. It's awful for anybody, but let alone a two-month-old. So don't let him give him Zantac or Tacomet. That's what the doctors do, by the way. They give, kidding, they give two-months-old liquid drugs for their heart. Did he already tell you about that?
Yeah, well, that's what they're wanting to...
No!
The next step.
No. This poor baby. No. No, don't do it. You know, work on the digestive system and use the symptoms as a guide.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Thanks, Hector. Take care, man. All right, Tony, Austin, Texas. Good morning. What's up?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, great. We love your program.
Thank you.
I have a brother that he's 60. And he, his primary doctor was telling him that they wanted him, his prostate level was like, I think when he had a blood test, it was like 4.3. And since then, been listening to your program, he's changed his diet somewhat. And he was taking the cannabis oil from the health food store and, you know, more vegetables and things like that and the longevity pack. And it went down to... four, and they're still wanting him to have a biopsy, and I was advising him against it. And what he's going to do in the meantime, and what we found out is cut out the beef, the pork, and the lamb, you know, things
like
that.
What are his symptoms? Does he have symptoms?
He does not.
I don't know. The PSA screenings, is that what you're talking about? PSA, the PSA you're referring to, I assume. They're not buying it. There's too much trouble with the PSA test. I'm not buying it. You know, the whole PSA thing, blood screening and all that stuff. Let's look for symptoms. Is he going to the bathroom a lot?
No, sir. He's taking the super prostate from the longevity product.
And so the only way he knows he's got a prostate problem is with is because of the PSA.
Because of the PSA test, exactly.
I'm not buying it. You know, the PSA is not... even the guy who invented the PSA has problems with the test. I forgot the guy's name. I was just reading about it, but he's even on record as saying that there's false positives and people have cancer. People live fine with so-called prostate cancer. Do you know up to a third of autopsies show prostate cancer? in men, although only a very tiny fraction of them die from prostate cancer, like 1% die from prostate cancer, but a third of autopsies show prostate cancer, show the signs of prostate cancer. I'm not buying it. Go by symptoms. Is he overweight?
He's 6'3", and he's about 250.
I wouldn't be treating a PSA score if it was me. That's not to say he doesn't want to be doing things, you know, the normal things to stay healthy. Reducing sugar intake, making sure he's processing fats correctly, using fat-soluble vitamins. You know, everything we talk about here in the program, but I wouldn't be treating the PSA, that's for sure. PSA. Google PSA cancer screening hoax or PSA cancer screening doesn't work. Just Google it. There's zillions of things will come up on that. All right?
In addition to that, sir, I was also telling him that if he had an infected prostate and they did a biopsy, wouldn't that expose the rest of the body for, you know?
Well, yeah, biopsies are always a problem, yes. You got to be very careful about biopsies. What's that?
Cutting into them.
Yeah, exactly right.
Cutting into them.
Exactly right. So, you know, if you got positive results, false positives or false negatives for that matter can occur with this PSA test, and that basically makes them useless. Because then you're going to get drugged and you're going to get dosed and you're going to get cut up and you're going to get surgical, you're going to get biopsies to treat a number that could be false positive or false negative. I got a problem with the PSA test. All right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Got to move. Man. Take care, Tony. Okay. Thank you so much. Hope we helped you out. Truth Raider, can you do something quick for us?
Happy Halloween, Dr. Ben.
Happy Halloween to you, Truth Raider. But we're out of time, buddy. I just want to say hello. So,
Absolutely. Hello.
Talk to you later. All right. That was Truth Raider, briefly. Anyway, thanks for listening, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. Check out my website, brightsideben.com, for more good health information. Also, criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com. And check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Have yourselves a beautiful, spectacular, awesome, wonderful day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.